Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570 Taos in Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. I am remaining steadfastly Baltimore Positive in the aftermath of the Key Bridge tragedy. And I'm wearing my Costa shirt. I'm probably just going to be wearing this for like the next month. No disrespect to any of my other sponsors. You know, I love you, Coco's and Pappas and Fadley's, and I'll be down at Fadley's on Fridays. And we're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Have some 10 times the cash. We're going to have some Pac-Mans to give away, but I've already got the date set on April the 9th. It's next Tuesday. The Red Sox are playing the Orioles at 2. I'm going to be at Costas in the morning. I'm probably going to be putting something a little more extensive together than even I'm leading on because of the situation with the bridge and transportation in and out of places like Costas that need you on the peninsula. And I'll be talking so much about my hometown, about Dundalk. I'm going to try not to cry. I've already failed once. We'll see how we do with this one. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, and we'll talk lottery and gaming. And even though March is coming to an end, we're going to remind everybody baseball's coming to a beginning. So please slow the roll, do this responsibly. We've seen gambling and baseball in the news this week. We've seen gambling and basketball in the news this week. And we've also seen a tragedy here locally that I don't know, man. We usually get together and talk about lottery and things. And there was a big jackpot winner in New Jersey, and we'll talk about that. But John, you know, for our community, and I woke up in an Orlando hotel room at Disney World after the NFL owners meetings. I was out really late, got up, saw the phone, 5:45 in the morning, I found it. And I wasn't here. I flew into BWI Tuesday. We flew from the West. So I did not really, I haven't physically laid eyes on it, but I know, you know, I'm from Dundalk. And I bet you didn't know that from my bedroom window, I could see the Key Bridge from my first two homes. My first two homes, you could see the Key Bridge from my window. And then my third home downtown, I lived downtown in the sky for 19 years and could never see the Key Bridge. The Key Bridge is the only view that we did not have. We had most of the sky, but we did not have the Key Bridge in our view. First off, welcome. I know we had a big winner, and it's such a strange week. Peter Angelos died. We got opening day. I mean, this is one of the eternal weeks in Baltimore history. I'm still trying to sort of get my equilibrium about me.
Well, that's understandable, Nestor. Welcome home. First of all, it is, I addressed our team a little bit, yesterday morning as we speak. It was yesterday morning. And, even though I'm not from Baltimore, that doesn't mean I don't appreciate the severity and the loneliness and the pain, and certainly the tragic loss of life. As you get older, you tend to mark your lifetime by, where was I when this happened?
No doubt about it.
And I was sleeping. Most everyone was sleeping. And so to wake up with that suddenness, my wife, who is Cleveland through and through, was listening to a Cleveland radio station as she got ready for work on in the morning, and came in as I was eating breakfast. She said, "I just heard on the Cleveland radio that the Key Bridge collapsed." And of course, I'm still in a morning fog. It's like, wait, you were listening to Cleveland radio and you heard about the Key Bridge? So, obviously I was on my phone at that point and getting updates. Truly, truly tragic. My heart goes out to everyone affected by the tragedy. I think one of the amazing stories, and more of it we told as days go by, is the amazingly quick response of first responders to stop traffic on the bridge. I mean, it's the fact that
within 30 seconds, like, it was amazing. There weren't cars on that bridge.
Yeah, we would have all thought cars would have gone off, left and right. And to somehow get on both sides of that bridge in seconds and stop the traffic from what would have been even more horrific is truly amazing as to how something like that happened.
Well, we got opening day here. We have home run riches. We're going to talk some lottery stuff. I guess first things first, jackpots. I'm down in Florida, and I drove. I mean, I think I put 600-700 miles on the car in a week because, I went Sarasota, Fort Myers, back to Tampa, the Clearwater, yeah. Orlando, but everywhere I went, there are billboards for Mega Millions for Powerball. It was like being here, right? 1.2 billion, the Jersey and the jackpot part of this, for the industry, for you, this is This is what we think of the lottery. It's nice to win money, and people win $20 when I do this. Sometimes they win $100. Sometimes they win $1 million, as we've talked about. But these huge, huge jackpots, it's a national thing. You know, I see that. I felt it in Florida from being down there. That, and even just driving on the highway, I'm in Sarasota, look up, and I see the billboard, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's why, like, John doesn't get the call at 2 a.m. saying we won, and the Jersey governor has to, or the Jersey lottery person has to go and get involved in all of that. But it really is. It's a big deal around the whole country when the jackpots get crazy like that.
It is a big deal, and you're right. It happens all over the country, and you know, you may not have known this, Nestor, but lottery players are a superstitious lot. And that means lottery employees are superstitious as well, whether they admit it or not. So on Monday, we had our $2.1 million little multi-match jackpot won by somebody in Harford County who was at Klein's up there and got a winning ticket. So that was Monday's. And $2 million multi-match is a big deal in the state. So Tuesday, we have the $1.13 billion Mega Millions jackpot won. And now we're sitting here as we speak, waiting for the third trifecta, the Powerball jackpot, which, as we again are recording this, is $865 million.
It's not really a billion yet. Yeah, I can't play it until it's a billion. You know how I am, right?
But as luck would have it, sometimes these things go bam, 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 back to back to back, and that would really take the air out of the balloon in a hurry. So, you know, we're hopeful that the people in New Jersey, when they come forward, and certainly should take their time to do that, have a nice little story to tell about it.
I hope it's not Springsteen that hit it, you know, or Bon Jovi, one of those guys. You know, they don't need
the money.
That'd
be something.
They don't need the money. Yeah. I mean, let's let somebody.
Well, but you know what? If it was one of them, they would, I'm sure, share it with everyone. It would go to good causes. I'm confident of that.
Well, you know what? Last week, Doug brought on TJ Humphries. I don't know if you caught that piece or not, but this is, you know, you bragged about the Ravens thing, and the Ravens is, by all of your admission, the most played second chance. It's the one everybody wants to get on the plane. It's, you know, if you can play a 10 times ticket or a Ravens ticket, if you're a Raven fan, you're like, well, if I play that one, I might be able to get on the plane and have Roquan Smith serve me cheesecake or something like that. But the it used to be called Tickets for Life. So I got the name of the promotion wrong at one point. Tickets for 20 years is what it is. It feels like life. But I had him on. What an unbelievable story. Yeah. I mean, there are real people behind everything, right? But then you get the story from him about his family and the work that he does and recovery. It was just a really, it was a Baltimore positive story that the Maryland Lottery provided and the Ravens without even realizing that that's the way it was going to turn out.
Sometimes it just happens like that. And we are thrilled for him and his family to be able to enjoy that. And his young daughter who now will have memories over the next 20 years as well. So we wish them well. It is a feel good story. And we have people every day who come to our door with their stories, and you can check them all at mdlottery.com. But you also have a lot of promotions, a lot of things, like you mentioned, the tickets for 20 years, but we have some fun ones going on now, some fun promotions. You know, you talked about Pac-Man. How about that?
Dusted I played Mrs. Pac-Man last month for the first time in a long time. And I needed a better joystick. The joystick got the cherries that beat me up a couple times, or the little guys that bite you. But I've always loved Pac-Man. So I am full on. Roz, if you're listening, I'm coming for you before April 9th when I get over to Costa. I have a handful of these left from my cup of Super Bowl last month, but I'm looking forward to getting the Pac-Man promotion going around here. I'm Pac-Man. Well,
people, once they make a purchase, and if it happens to be a non-winning scratch-off ticket, you can enter your non-winning Pac-Man scratch-off ticket to your My Lottery Rewards account, and you may be able to win at the end of the run here later this spring your own Pac-Man home arcade machine. Now, how cool is that?
I saw one of these yesterday. Let me tell you this, because you know where I was when the tragedy happened? I was in a hotel room in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. So I literally had screaming kids above me, below me, beside me. But when I went downstairs to the lobby for the free breakfast, that's usually orange juice and some oatmeal for me or some Raisin Bran, and there's kids everywhere. Man, these Marriott people, they know what they're doing. They had a whole arcade that led into the breakfast room, and it was bigger and better than even like a Dave and Buster. Every one of the machines was the Super Machine. They didn't have the little Pac-Man thing. You know, they had the one you could like sit in. You know what I mean? All of these things, and they're all making noise, and they're all full of colors, and mom and dad are just trying to get you in there and get some cereal in you for breakfast. But it was a full-on arcade. So when you say a full-on arcade Pac-Man, I witnessed this on Wednesday, and I was more of a Donkey Kong guy toward the end, and Burger Time. I had a Burger Time machine in my home, but I'd love to win a Pac-Man. Does it come with Miss Pac-Man or just Pac-Man, just the original?
Well, no, this is just Pac-Man.
Okay,
sure. I won't tease, you know, right now this is this current promotion, wink, wink. Who's to say what future years and opportunities?
Whoa. You're saying maybe
what?
There'll be a Mrs. Pac-Man
in the future?
I
don't think I can hear you.
You've lost. Oh, okay. John Martin is here. He's not going to give anything away, but he's going to give the farm away. He's going to give you $865 million from the Maryland Lottery, and you play the Powerball. Mega Millions gets hit. Home run riches. I have Camden Yards behind me. We have discussed all sorts of things. I mean, I was in Sarasota watching baseball. I went down to Fort Myers. I saw how the Red Sox do it down there. Baseball season and home run riches. You guys are very involved in this. And right away, there is a grand slam bonus. And it's not even like a Denny's breakfast thing.
Bam. Bam. We are ready. Matter of fact, we have already drawn lucky contestants of the games for games from opening day through the end of April. And if you're within the sound of my voice and you happen to be Lorena Gibson of Middle River, Maryland, you are opening day contestant of the game, which means you've already won $500. And for every home run the Orioles hit in that game, you'll win an additional $500. And if one of those home runs should be a grand slam, you'll win $5,000. So that opening series with...
There's two grand slams. I want to be ambitious. I mean, we're going to hit the ball this year.
Okay. Yeah.
There's two grand slams.
In the same game?
It's possible.
Well, sure, it's possible. It's possible. And Lorena Gibson of Middle River would love that. But you know what? Robert Markovich, also of Middle River. How ironic is that?
Middle River loves the Orioles. I know that.
And is game number two. And then Teresa Coleman from Mount Airy will be contesting the game number three. So you can go to mdlottery.com. You can check out all the details about the Home Run Riches contest this year. You can also check out the growing progressive jackpot on the $5 ticket itself. Right now, as again, we speak, over $61,000 top prize. And that will increment until it's hit. And then it will be reset to $40,000 and grow again. But that's a lot of fun. People can enjoy the home runs throughout the season.
John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I have to ask you this as a friend, sponsor, partner, guest, all that, the Ohtani situation. Mm-hmm. And we talk so much about gambling and awareness and your budget and all of that. Obviously it's been a scandal here this week, but I think it's a reminder for everybody that slowing the roll, we're still in March on all this. And as baseball starts for people, the ads are going to start coming at you again. That just be responsible about this. And I know you lead this role because this time 2 years ago, you really couldn't bet pitch to pitch on the Orioles game on opening day. And everybody's into the Orioles and optimistic. And you think they're going to hit a home run on every pitch. And I get all of that. I just want to give you a little bit of oxygen on that because we spent March talking about it, but it's a 12-month issue. And obviously even the NBA got in on it this week that we're all trying to navigate a new place here, including the fact that this is available at your ready and to be responsible with it.
You know, I none of us know all the details yet. And I think some of us fear the worst. We hope for the best, but we fear the worst. And when you hear stories like this, at least when I do, my mind goes in different directions. And first and foremost, and it's not an indictment on sport and socioeconomics in today's America, but I guess it can be. I mean, you've got young men primarily. It's not to say women are immune from that, but every time you hear a story, it seems to be a male sports figure who are in their 20s, who have more money than they can even count. And for whatever reason, whether it's personal or if we are to believe the Ohtani story of the day, people taking advantage of these athletes, that's really a problem. And yes, it's manifested in sports wagering, but boy, there are much more deeper issues than
well,
than
we talked about
Pete
Rose
days.
For 40 years that there was a sign on the wall and he couldn't help himself, right? Like literally, Michael Jordan was famously loved to gamble, couldn't play around the golf, you know, like there is call it a disease, right? Like literally,
well,
it's a compulsive behavior. It really is, right?
You have to acknowledge it. And I think using words like disease and addiction, and you know, my friends in the behavioral sciences industry will support that. I mean, you have to call it what it is, and you can, you know,
and
joke
it can happen
about
to
it.
Anybody, rich, poor, you know, Tokyo, New York, Baltimore, wherever, right? Yeah.
Absolutely, which is all the more reason when we talk about it, like you said, not only 1 month a year, but every month of the year, every day of the week. Again, mdlottery.com. We have a lot of information about responsible gambling and playing. Last time you and I talked, we talked about mdgamblinghelp.org and all the resources available. Please understand the risks involved with whatever option of gaming you choose. And that's, you know, whether you're playing bingo at a hall or playing lottery or involved with March Madness, whatever your entertainment options are, just understand the risks involved. Have a budget, stick with it. Don't chase losses. Make sure you're enjoying it for the opportunity to be entertained and have fun with it. But don't get so caught up in it that drags you down into some areas that are difficult to get out of.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock you that I on Friday night, Luke and I, after the Oriole game got rained out, we went to a sports bar, a really big, beautiful sports bar down in Sarasota. Lots of people, lots of activities, beer, this, all that. And everybody around me was watching games that they were wagering on. I mean, I was looking at everybody, you know, everybody's on their phone and this and that, and I got this and you got that. And there is a spirit about March Madness from brackets that sort of began that. And, you know, I everybody's having fun with it. I could tell that, but I also could tell they've been doing it all day to some degree, you know, or all weekend or the tournament. It wasn't the only game they were betting on tonight. So I just hope that people aren't chasing losses and doing crazy things, that because there is a level of engagement that, quite frankly, John, and I said this to Luke, we're having some chicken tenders and having a beer, and I said, it feels like I'm in a casino because the TVs are big. It just reminded me of being in Vegas. It just had this vibe about it, like, oh, the casino's wherever you are right now, and that can be a little dangerous, and I just want to make sure we point that out because it's fun, too. It really is.
Well, Florida, as you probably know, or if not, maybe somebody there shared it with you. They recently got back in to the mobile sports wagering market. You know, they originally had signed a deal. The governor signed a compact with the Seminole Indians down there, who really operate gaming in the state of Florida. And then there were some challenges to that, and it was put on the shelf after, I believe, they had a 2 or 3 week run back, and I think it might have been late 2021 even or 2022, but they just recently came back in after the appeals have kind of gone by the board here. But yeah, you're right, you can be in any situation like that and just look around, and it's you know, it's different, because when you see someone who has a problem with alcohol or with drugs, I mean, there are visible signs that there are addictions there. Gaming, you don't see that. People tend to mask that a little differently, and it's a very, very painful process they're going through, and it's also painful for the families. And so we make sure that whether they're calling 1-800-GAMBLER or going to mdgamblinghelp.org, that it's also open and available for families and loved ones to get the assistance that they feel they need as well.
John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I want to ask you this, because I do shoot questions all the time. You mentioned Florida and other states. In the states where mobile wagering is available, is it always regulated by the lottery in every state, or most states? Are there separate commissions? Because, you know, I knew you before you were and gaming 5, 6, 7 years ago. I guess our legislature pushed it toward, well, we already have the lottery, we already play games, we're already seeking revenue, we already have a director. that it falls under your jurisdiction. In other places, is it always lottery or is it a little bit of a mixed bag? Because I really don't know.
It is a mixed bag, and a lot of it is born on, as you correctly identified, where their history is, where their legacy is. You know, Maryland Lottery started in 1973. The end gaming part was really added in, I want to say it was 2010, maybe, when the casinos were regulated or were authorized and came under the regulation, the oversight of Maryland Lottery at that time, which is where Maryland Lottery and gaming came from. And then, of course, sports wagering made sense. But
way back, we didn't have casinos here, which feels like, wow, yeah, right? Like, yeah, right. We used to have to go to Vegas and Atlantic City, and that was that. And now, like, yeah, okay, 15 years right. We've done this. Okay.
Right. But Pennsylvania, New Jersey, they have separate lottery commissions who only manage the lottery products, and then separate gaming control agencies, boards, whatever they call them. They're called different things in different
two different John Martins, though, like in different states.
Well, come on.
There's only one John. I understand.
But right. You know, Ohio, same thing, two separate organizations. Virginia, one. So again, depending on where you're at, it'll determine what the oversight responsibilities are and what the governance requirements are.
John Martin is here. He does all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. We're talking some gaming, some responsibility. We've talked about the Key Bridge, and we're going to be talking about that for a long, long, long time. What else is going on for springtime here? I know you guys will be down at Camden Yards, right, from time to time. Not every game, but a lot of games. And also getting out to festivals and different things. I mean, I'll tell you this, 70 degrees this weekend. I mean, a little chilly on opening day. We got some weather issues, but it's going to get nicer. And getting out and doing things is really what you do, and it's what we all do. Especially after the plague and after, was it the longest, coldest winter? But it was, you know, it's a little chilly and it's nice to have some nice weather. I had 5 days of it in Florida. Trust me, John.
Well, I'm glad you warmed it up. I'll be there next month. So I'm actually making
my tour. I left some sand there.
Did you?
Nice. Yeah, go back down.
Thank you. But you're right. April typically opens up our event calendar. And with the opening day festivities on March 28th, of course, we'll be there, but also coming up some teasers we'll talk about through the next several weeks. I think we've talked about this before, the 10th annual Maryland Chicken Wing Festival.
We have not talked about a chicken wing fest. I thought you were going to say the Home and Garden Show. What? Chicken Wing Festival. What is this?
Well, April 6th, we will be there from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It will be at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds. They're in beautiful Crownsville, Maryland. You know, the usual music, chicken wings, beverages, you know, just fun, engaging things for people to stop by. And of course, you can spin the wheel, our prize wheel, and have some fun with that. Also, in about every week, you know, now in for the next several months, we'll have things going on. The following week on Friday, I'm sorry, on April 14th, the 13th annual Red Shoe Shuffle 5K run and walk. And that's something we've had an example or been a part of for the last several years. It benefits the Ronald McDonald House, and we're proud to be part of that as a fundraising
event. Red Shoes.
Yes.
Like get Ronald.
It? Get it? The Red
Got
Shoes.
It.
That's the tie-in right there.
You know, there was a song by a local band here called Red Shoes. She had red shoes. I couldn't believe. So I thought it might have had a music bent. So it's a Ronald McDonald. Beautiful work the Ronald McDonald people do. Anything else in April?
April 20th, 21st, the Sabre Bowie Spring Food, Wine, and Music Festival. Because people in Bowie, they like their food, their wine, and their music. And that will be at the Bowie Town Center. So stop by any of these things or you know, check out mdlottery.com for where we're going to be. Spin the wheel, have some fun, and get out and enjoy Maryland in the springtime.
We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour throughout the spring in lots of different places. We're really starting this at Costas, and I want to give public service to everyone. I haven't cried on the air yet, but it's going to happen to me. I haven't seen the disaster yet, but it's going to happen. Costas Inn, we're going to be there on April the 9th from like all day, really. We're going to be doing a podcast of Baltimore Positive in the morning, but the Orioles play the Red Sox at 2 p.m. And I'm hoping for a healthy gathering at the bar space for an afternoon game from Fenway Park with the Orioles. We'll be giving away scratch. I hope to have some Pac-Mans, but I will definitely have some 10 times the cash because I have some of these left. And then we're going to be at Fadley's beginning on the 12th. And every Friday prior to Oriole games, we'll be there live You ain't live no more, Nasty. 2 to 5, I'll be live every Friday. Fadley's Fridays live when the Orioles are home from 2 to 5. And Luke will be with me as well because he didn't spend enough time with me last week. John, I... Hey, I appreciate everything and hold down the fort here. And I know, you know, from everybody at the lottery and everything that happened at the Key Bridge, I'm wearing the Costas stuff because it's so important. Ray Bachman, my executive producer, is a part of my documentary that's coming out next month. He lives in Pasadena. And when I say to him, hey, Ray, why don't you meet me at Costas for a crab cake? We literally did this 2 weeks ago. Put a picture up and everything. Had some crab soup and got him some mushroom caps. And he says, oh, I love coming to meet you at Costas. I come across the bridge. Takes me 5 minutes. Want to let everybody know, it might take you 15 or 20 minutes to get there now, but please support Sparrow's Point, support our friends in Dundalk, support anyone that you were taking the bridge to get over, make another 15 minutes, go through the tunnel, get around for the next however long it takes, and support our friends and our businesses that need you, that now feel, John, I'm from that area, man, forever, my whole life. It feels a little claustrophobic without the bridge. You know, it always felt like you could get across the bridge. And I want to let everybody know all those businesses, Edgemere, Fort Howard, everywhere down in the peninsula, Sparrows Point, Dundalk, Water's Edge, Turner Station, all of them have businesses. Come support them. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. And many of them great lottery retailers along the way too. So
well, let's get some winners in Edgemere and Sparrows Point instead of Middle River.
That'd be nice.
All right.
That would
be nice. Winners. Home Run Riches is alive and well. We remind everybody, please do all this stuff and have fun with it. It's baseball season. If you want to bet a buck on somebody hitting a home run, do it. Just don't do it a million times. Please have fun with it. Win some money, have some fun, drink some beer. Hope the beer's cold, all that good stuff. And do it all responsibly. Hope to see everybody out at some point on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. John, I will see you next week. And as a public service, if any of you haven't heard the piece I did with TJ Humphreys, who was the Ravens 20-year ticket winner, unbelievable. It belonged in Cup of Super Bowl week. And I invited him. I said, well, you won something else. I said, you won the chance to come back next year during Cup of Super Bowl week. I'm going to have him on to promote his organization and the great work he's doing in helping people in addicts in recovery. So congrats to TJ. I hope he has a great time at the Ravens games. Perfect ending for this segment. John, have a beautiful week. When I see you, the Orioles will be in first place next week. All right?
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. John Martin, Executive Director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.